Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the final edition for Blog Talk Radio, Arthur Jones Show. The last show before this show exclusively goes for YouTube. Not filming on YouTube today, just going to do it on Blog Talk Radio. So, it's been an interesting week so far with, you know, all the wrestling and the premiere, like, bunch of shows and other shows still going to premiere like next week. Like all the DC verse stuff. I read Supergirl, debut Batwoman, Black Lightning, Arrow, and The Flash, and DC's Heroes of Tomorrow, I believe that's what it's called. Could be wrong. But, anyways, it's just one of the shows, it's just the shows, like, that's coming up next week for DC I'm more interested in than anything. I just can't wait for those to come out. And I know there's a few shows that I got to catch this week that I didn't see, like, The Masked Singer. I saw the season premiere of that. I didn't see this week's show. And I already know I already missed Law and Order SVU, so gotta catch that up. And of course, Jersey Shore, which I know some people are not a fan of, but I am. But anywho. As you can tell right now by listening to that long song, that we got some new music, finally. And it's supposed to be the extended to 45 minutes, but I had the first 5 minutes, I had trouble trying to log in because Blog Talk Radio has some technical difficulty going on. Because it very says it right now in front of my face that they are currently experiencing an issue with the host line and guest calling functions. And the engineers are actively working to resolve this issue. So please watch for updates. So probably what I'm going to do another show. I forgot that train of thought after that beat. Like I said, the shows I need to catch up this week, I'm going to try to catch my best to catch up with them this week. And because I got a lot to do tomorrow, so I might just do like one more episode tomorrow just to check out the, because I got to get my Skype working so I don't have to always call. I can always use like Skype on my laptop, and plus like I have a microphone that I can finally use and see how properly that works. So I'm going to do another show tomorrow and just like test out the waters and just see how it is. Maybe we'll talk about Friday Night SmackDown or the stuff that's going on. Like, for instance, I know they had a pre-sale today on NXT coming to Milwaukee. I did mention this, that they were going to happen for like about, since August. I was just looking up something and like WWE had, you know, they released a schedule like every March on like shows they're doing and all that stuff from April all the way to the end of March of the next year. So they always doing that, and it looks like some of them was like kind of like out of place because of how it was made, and probably how they were scheduling things too. So interesting, but they got NXT coming here for the second time this year, because it was here like late April of this year, earlier this year. They was here, and I ended up missing that one. And from what I heard, it was a good show. So I just didn't catch that one, but I'm going to try to get my tickets tomorrow and at least catch this one on November 21st, like key day before War Games. So they got their show, the NXT show, on Wednesday. That's going to be live, of course, on USA Network, which we'll talk about the Wednesday Night Wars in a bit. Then they come in here on Thursday. Then they're going to Indianapolis that Friday, the 22nd. While SmackDown is going on in Chicago. Then they go to Chicago for War Games. That should be interesting. Because the War Games last year were very good, and I finally caught that. I didn't catch the year before that. I did catch it last year, but just not the year before that when they officially started. I'm trying to think if I can remember, like, the matchup and stuff. I think half of it was, like, mostly, like, who had, like, the belts. Because I know Pete Dunne was in it. I'm just trying to think. It was War Raiders, and can't think of who else was in there. And they went against... God, Undisputed Era. Oh, I forgot who they were up against. The other person was Ricochet, and I think he had the North American title at the time. And I think the War Raiders, if I'm correct, they probably had the tag titles too at the time. So there wasn't that many title matches that night. If you call, you want to listen in, and if you want like something to say, just to talk about the week in wrestling or talk about news, talk about sports. We can talk about anything. You can just give me a call. Number is 845-277-9360. Again, it's 845-277-9360. So we got like over 20 minutes, so we can just talk about whatever if you want to hurry up and call. So let's get to the Wednesday Night Wars with NXT and AEW Dynamite was showing yesterday. I had the big screen on NXT, and on my phone I had AEW. So I was going back and forth with that as I posted as multitasking, hashtag multitasking. And well, like people in the AEW, like, some of them I'm familiar with, and some of them, like I haven't even heard of. Like, the women's match, the Crown, like, their brand-new women's champion. Wow, like, the Japanese girl that they had, Hiro, I think if I got it correct. She is their new and first-ever champion, so... Another Japanese wrestler got the title, so that's pretty cool. Koji went against like some guy I'm not familiar with him. I don't know who he is. There were a few more matches, and the main event I remember because the main event I could not forget. Main event was Chris Jericho versus Ortiz and Santana. Excuse me. They went against Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. So, which was a it was a good match. Then you're in the middle of the match, John Moxley, for people that don't know that, Dean Ambrose, he was in WWE. Came in and attacked Kerry and Omega, and they ended up fighting in the back and doing a suplex from the table, or something like a DDT on the table, like in backstage or whatever. So it ended up being Young Bucks against them three, and I forgot who won, but Cody came out and beat up Jericho. This was after the match. Then the guy that Cody Rhodes was facing earlier came out and fought. Somebody else came out too. I forgot who. Dustin Runnels. He came out and tried to help his brother out. Then out of nowhere, formerly known as Jack Swagger, came out of nowhere. And he just started clearing the house. I could just see like a bona fide heel. I don't know if it's going to be like a faction, but this would be interesting to see. And plus with Jake Hager, formerly known as Jack Swagger, he, excuse me, he also does MMA fighting. I think it is Bellator, if I'm right. So he does MMA fighting along with, I guess he's going to juggle both, like, kind of like what Lashley did when he was doing MMA. So that was their big shocker of the night, was when Jake Hager came in. So that was their surprise. And for NXT, they had a world title match, Matt Riddle and Adam Cole. It was a very good match. Adam Cole did retain. Io Shirai and Mia Yim. Io Shirai had won her match. They had a women's title match with Candice LeRae versus Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler retained. That was a good match, too. And the tag team match that they had was the rematch for the tag team titles, Street Profits versus Undisputed Era's Kyle O'Reilly and I'm starting to get bad with names. That just sucks. It'll come to me. But that match happened, although on the air retained, but that was like a good match too. So they both did pull off the stomp, both shows. And like, okay, after the championship match, Finn Balor came out and challenged him, and after that tag team match, Tommaso Ciampa came out and looked like he wanted to challenge Adam Cole as well. So this will be interesting. It's in October already, and you got like November to go and like see like who's going to fight for who for the War Games pay per view. So this is interesting. Well, AEW did win in the ratings by 1.4 million compared to NXT doing under 1 million, like about 900, like under 900,000, it was saying. So from is our debut that NXT did, got the same rating as AEW did from his first week on when it was in last month. So it's kind of interesting, like the game has changed with those two in the Wednesday Night Wars. So I know they're going to look at this and, like, try to strategize. It's like they got to do better than AEW. But then again, I don't think they worry about it just yet. They're just waiting on to see what they're going to do. Just see what happens in the next couple of weeks, and maybe they'll pull out some more stops too. So it looks like the show that pulled out more of the stops was NXT, and the show that they really kind of hadn't beat, because while some of the action was going on when they went to commercial break, they had like a split screen. Like, they did it with NXT as well, but it seems like NXT did it more than AEW, but I think AEW did that a little better, just the way they did it. Although the first 30 minutes for NXT were like commercial free, and the rest of them was like limited commercials, although they only did the split screen. So I don't know if you want to call that limited commercials or anything like that. It sounds kind of crazy. But overall, who I give it to, let's see, who should I give it to? I'd say AEW got a little bit more of an edge than NXT did. Although I wasn't familiar with some of the wrestlers that were wrestling at AEW, but I was also familiar with the wrestlers that were wrestling at NXT. But it was interesting for me to, you know, just try to watch those shows at the same time that both, like, caught my interest, although I was doing other stuff on my laptop. But, yeah, I just can't wait till next week. And I'm going to talk about a little bit of Impact Wrestling a little bit before we go to a break. I thought, like, when... excuse me. I thought when Impact Wrestling was going to start, like, showing on Access TV, which I do have that channel, and not surprisingly, I found it. But anyways, I thought they was going to, like, have, like, you know, some action going on. But, like, what they did, they were showing, like, backlashes from their first pay-per-view of the year was Homecoming. So they had some flashbacks with that, where they had a Lucha Bros going against LAX. Who else? Taya Valkyrie went against Tessa Blanchard for the Knockouts Championship. There's a few more matches that happened at Homecoming too. Also with, like, Moose went against Eddie Edwards. I was about to get the names wrong for a bit, but yeah, I didn't watch it that much because it, like, seeing, like, old pay-per-views from the same year or whatever, like, back then, because it would have been good if it was live, but nah, it just wasn't for me. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Now.
And we are back. Well, one thing I want to talk about, well, I was watching earlier today. Down here in downtown Milwaukee, around the, like the in the Poggle Farm area, they call it the Deer District. They have a fear district going on, kind of like based on Halloween. They started it. I think it was late last week they started it, and it's gonna go like Thursday through Sundays, all the way through. I believe November 3rd will be the last day they're doing it. So, especially like people going out, and especially like maybe the, I don't know, Halloween is on a Thursday. So people will still go out and get dressed. And normally people like the weekend before Halloween, it was not like layout on a weekend. Normally you have people go out and party. So, and some of the costumes that some people be wearing, like I think one day I went to the club and I ended up dressing up as a convict. So I had the shiny jumpsuit and had a durag on and handcuffs. So I had that going on, and I think when I was leaving, there was a dude that was dressed up exactly like Blade. He had the music playing. I think he had like a small speaker or whatever. He was just playing it. And what?
I call in to talk to you, and you can't pick up the phone.
Oh, I know you want to talk. I thought you wanted to listen. So, what you want to talk about?
I can't even remember now. You talked about TV shows.
Yeah, I was talking about TV shows, yeah.
I was going to answer with, it's T-shirt time. Either that or go, that's it.
Yeah, I know. I need to catch up on those episodes. Well, I need last week and this week.
Yeah. And to be honest, the Jersey Shore used to drive me mad, but now they're older. You know what I mean? They're dealing with the real world and everything. Then it, to me, it's better so.
Gotcha, because like I said, majority of them got kids and
They get it now.
yep. Okay, here's another question I have for you.
If I am.
Of course you are.
You back at my natural hair salon?
Yes, you are.
Are you happy now?
I'm delighted.
Sorry. Major, I know you hated the red, but
I don't know, because it didn't seem right.
No, I'm saying it made me look hard. Like I wasn't soft anymore, feminine. It was very hard. Like I was angry.
Maybe that was it, but it was something that just wasn't right.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. It just wasn't you.
See, a little blonde haired monkey.
Oh, God.
Okay, fireway question. No, I'm not going to NXT.
I know you're not going because I'm buying my ticket tomorrow. Ain't that many people gonna be going. I know a few people that are going, but some of the original people that, you know, like WWE are not going. But I understand, like, Survivor Series is gonna be around, like, coming up too.
Okay, but since you have a question, I'm waiting.
I know I had a question, I can't even remember. I had a. Oh yeah, what do you think of the double shot of love that they did?
Kind of thought Paulie would not pick someone. He's too much of a playboy. But I'm kind of disappointed that what's his face didn't keep in touch with that chick.
Paul Vinny.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Definitely was if it was done probably for the purpose of getting him promoted for the show and keeping him relevant, if that makes sense.
Well, I can understand, like, Paulie, like, he picked the wrong girl and decided, like, wait a minute, I'll take that back.
Yeah.
I'm going solo. Because
she was crazy.
Yeah, she
was too possessive.
Exactly. Just.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Go back to my show.
See, mine is almost over. As I was saying, that I'm going to do another one tomorrow because I know I was talking about a little bit of the Bucks. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, and especially as they got their scrimmage this coming Sunday. And of course, it kind of sucks that the Brewers not in the playoffs anymore. For a person that used to work there, they have to do a massive cleanup for the next 2 or 3 weeks, or by the way, it is. They'll probably be done with it by, like, close to the end of the month. But, anyways, check out WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check out our website. Interesting things, meet and greets, and interesting events and stuff going on. Also, look for us on Facebook. It's crazy bonkers. Check out WFSO Radio Network. Also, look for us on Twitter as well. I've been on Twitter for a little bit, just like keeping updates and stuff like that. So, once again, we're going to do this again tomorrow because there's stuff I didn't forget to talk about and things like that. So, I'm going to keep that going. But anyways, got to go. Like I said, I got to do a test run with this. So, until then, you guys. Y'all have a good night, and hope y'all listen to me tomorrow.